this morning from our New York studios on the set of CNN. Good morning, Roland.
What up, family? How we doing?
We're good.
I bet y'all feel better than Arizona Governor Jan Brewer.
Yeah.
I'm like, I felt threatened. What she do, clutch her purse or something? I bet Obama was like, jump. Just jump. Secret Service going to take your behind out. So glad to be here. Hey, Tom, tonight I got to give a shout out Gwen Ifill, Pat Harvey, Jonathan Rogers, and others being honored tonight for the National Association of Black Journalists Hall of Fame.
Good.
Take place in D.C., and I'm going to be in D.C. presenting Jonathan his award. So look forward to that. So I will not be at the debate in Florida. I told CNN, sorry, I got to be there for my homeboy, who's just a solid brother, my mentor and frat brother. So got to be there. So shout out to all of our honorees.
Yeah,
all of our honorees.
Nice.
So looking forward to a great party. All right, Tom. In Tennessee, this story caught our attention. In Tennessee, some Tea Party groups, they want to downplay, some say even remove slavery from the textbooks in that state because they feel as if the founding fathers, they are getting, well, let's just say a little unfair criticism. And so we turn to an African-American who's involved in the Tea Party, who's also running for Congress, Ron Harwell. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great. All right, Ron, so what's the deal? Slavery is real. It did
happen.
Very
real. It's still happening today right here in the United States.
But here's the question, though. Why do some of these Tea Party groups literally want to remove slavery from textbooks in Tennessee?
I don't think they want to remove slavery from the textbooks. I think they want to remove the lies about slavery from the textbooks.
Like what?
Oh, well, you know, did you know that there was black slave owners?
Yeah, we know. What's next?
Okay. That's the idea. That's the message that they're trying to get out, that the black slave owners.
Ron, Ron, let's be honest. How many black slave owners that you have compared to whites? And how does that even change?
Well, do you know that from 1830 on, there was more black slave owners than there was white? Do you know that the biggest number, the biggest plantations with slaves on them were owned by blacks in Louisiana, South Carolina?
Did you know, Ron, that slavery was deplorable? So what is the point they're trying to make?
Let's not get it wrong that I'm saying that that's not deplorable. What I'm saying is that let's put the blame all over the place. The one thing I never hear anybody.
All over the place.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay.
How can you sit here and talk about white slave owners and not talk about black slave owners? Do you know who the richest man?
That's not what their issue is, though. Their issue is not let's add in some black slave owners. They literally are saying that, well, we really shouldn't mention the founding fathers were slave owners. We really should take those things out.
I don't know why.
Because they're. You say take it out?
I don't know why they shouldn't. I think that should be absolutely told. Jefferson was one of the biggest slave owners.
Right, but isn't there a distortion of history when you have folks who want to downplay to a minimal degree what slavery was, and then begin to try to rewrite the story and change what it is? I mean that makes no sense. So, are you in support of their efforts, or
no,
do you think they're misguided?
But I've never heard anybody in my group.
Well, if you're not in support of it, why are you a member of the Tea Party?
Why am I a member?
Yeah.
Of the Tea Party, because I believe in the government. I believe in the Constitution,
which the
government doesn't believe in. That's
okay.
Why,
Ron. Seriously, first of all, the government doesn't believe in the Constitution. That's what
no,
every
hell
president.
No, they don't believe in the Constitution.
Okay, gotcha. So again, you're making an argument. So are you in support of the efforts by other Tea Party groups to downplay or remove slavery from the books?
No.
Then
I
why are
not.
You in the then why don't you quit the Tea Party then?
But why
as a black
why
man.
Are you blaming? I mean, okay, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that the government is doing the right thing by everybody? Do you believe that there's not crony capitalism? Then why don't you quit the Democratic Party?
Actually, let me help you out. First of all, if you want to define crony capitalism, Ron, to be truthful, crony capitalism is not as it relates to the government. It's really what is happening on Wall Street. It's really what is happening when it comes to how people have been screwed. Tea Party members, NAACP members, Occupy Wall Street folks, when it comes to finances, when it comes to housing in this country. So you might want to redefine or look up crony capitalism.
All right, let me just ask you this, and then we got to go.
Okay.
All right, do you believe that a member of the Tea Party could do more for black people than President Barack Obama can?
Yes.
Why?
I do. Well, let me ask you a question. Why
Ron, let's not answer a question with a question. Yeah. So if you believe the answer is yes, how?
How do you believe black people would be better off with a Tea Party president than we would with a black man as president?
Can you just
I know one thing. The Constitution would be put back in power. That's number one, which is not being used right now.
And
which
actually,
the whole
it is.
Country was based on the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that if and when they get rid of Barack Obama, that the Constitution will come back into power.
Okay, first of all, when he was sworn in, he was sworn to protect the Constitution. So when you
and
say
he
the Constitution,
has not done it at all.
God, well, you know what,
and
Ron?
Black
first
people
all,
would be better off with a Tea Party president than it would with a black man as president in the United States.
Yeah, I believe so. This black man. Let's put it that way. I think Herman Cain would have made a great president.
Okay, now you've lost your mind.
Okay, let's go.
You guys are sitting here
Robert
watching
Fick.
A man ruin yeah. the United States yeah. of
gotcha.
America.
Gotcha.
And
okay,
you're
going
to sit here and tell me I've lost my mind.
Yeah, I am.
Right, right,
okay.
right.
See you later, Ron.
Pretty
Herman
much.
Cain
yeah.
we ain't going to get
okay.
the women's vote.
Okay.
Thanks,
24.
Ron.
24.
Yeah, you
24.
Will.
Past the hour.